KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:07, we have showers and moderately heavy showers heading our way this morning. So far, we picked up 72 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall, 42 one-hundredths up until 7 a.m., and an additional three-tenths of an inch since 7 a.m. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Our forecast for today is calling for showers or thunderstorms and a high near 60. In the news locally, a public hearing will take place this evening at 5 o'clock during a regular meeting of the Atlantic School Board. The hearing, which will be held in the High School Media Center, is with regard to the 2018-19 amended certified budget. Later on during the meeting, the board will act on Superintendent Steve Barber's recommendation to approve the 2018-19 budget amendment to the other category as presented. If approved, it will allow the district to complete building improvements this summer without overspending the certified budget. Among the expenditures included in the amended budget and not budgeted for during the current school year is a sewage problem at the Washington School, replacing two small sections of the middle school auditorium roof, LED lighting for the high school commons area, replacing a bus transmission, and technology expenses. Officials say there will be no increase in taxes to be paid in the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2018. In other business, the Atlantic School Board will act on the resignation of Taylor Williams, student council advisor, and contract recommendations or letters of assignment for Donald Boggs, district maintenance, Mark Weiss, transportation director, Derek Hall, summer weight room coordinator, Michaela Bartholomew, head cheer coach, Alyssa Dovenspike, JV volleyball coach, and Kelly Jewell, summer grounds. They're also expected to act on winter sports coaching contracts. You can see the list of names for that on the same story on our news page. And on 2019-2020 sharing agreements, including with CAM and Exira EHK for girls soccer, and Griswold with regard to industrial technology and transportation director. The board is then expected to act on approving a technology purchase in the amount of $12,950 for backup batteries, a $38,000 agreement with Piper Jaffray for handling the general obligation bond process, and Snyder and Associates Engineers with regard to survey services for the athletic facilities project in the amount of $11,800, as well as an agreement with Alender Butsky for geotechnical engineering in the amount of $23,600. The Iowa Department of Corrections and the Iowa Department of Public Safety's State Patrol will hold joint emergency response training in Clarinda next week. The tactical training exercises will take place May 14th and 15th. An estimated 300 people, including corrections and troopers, will participate during the course of the week-long training event at the Clarinda Correctional Facility. The event will include scenarios such as hostage negotiations, a bus rescue, and riot control. The event is open to the media only. The Iowa State Patrol is conducting an internal investigation into a manager who received $40,000 in benefits to relocate to Western Iowa, but for tax purposes, recently claimed a newly built house 120 miles away as his residence. The investigation is looking into whether Lieutenant Joel Ehler is in compliance with its residency policy and whether the moving expenses were handled appropriately. A spokesman says the patrol is taking very seriously the concerns raised in an anonymous complaint that sparked the investigation. Ehler was stationed in Des Moines and living in Adel when promoted in 2017 to lead the Council Bluffs patrol post. He qualified for state-funded relocation benefits. Property records show Ehler and his wife sold their Adel home in 2018 for just under $470,000, and then he claimed a homestead tax break on a new West Des Moines home. The Harlan Police Department Tuesday issued a report on arrests made over the week. On Saturday, 26-year-old Jacob Kyle Kreinert of Harlan was arrested for OWI and cited for improper rear tail lamp and improper rear registration plate lamp. 23-year-old Austin Michael Parker of Harlan was arrested Saturday. He was charged with driving while suspended, failure to provide security against liability, and failure to display a license plate. On Monday, 63-year-old Gary Lynn McCoy of Harlan was arrested for driving while suspended and carrying weapons. Seven people were hurt during a collision Monday night in Pottawatomie County. The sheriff's office said yesterday the crash happened around 8:15 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 83 and Railroad Highway. Upon arrival, deputies were able to determine that 32-year-old Catherine Wellman from Harlan was westbound on 83 and approaching the intersection at Railroad Highway. She was driving a 2004 Buick LeSabre. 40-year-old Valerie Kluver of Portsmouth was northbound on Railroad Highway in a 2008 Kia Sedona and approaching the intersection with Highway 83. The investigation indicated that Wellman failed to stop at the intersection, causing the vehicles to collide. Wellman was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. Catherine Wellman and her passenger, 25-year-old Edward Parrott Jr., were transported to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries and later released. Valerie Kluver and her passengers, 51-year-old Chad Kluver and three juveniles, were transported to a local hospital, also with non-life-threatening injuries. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate for great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.